This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to do a story now about regulation. And before you reach to change the radio or flip to the next podcast in your queue or change your stream, hear me out, would you? Because we are talking here arguably about the future of money, in which I know we all have a vested interest. Cryptocurrencies are, not today, not tomorrow, but eventually, they're going to be actual usable money. And there's a fight brewing in Washington over how to regulate them, or more accurately, who should regulate them. Gary Gensler, who runs the Securities and Exchange Commission, says it ought to be the SEC because, his argument goes, crypto's kind of an awful lot like stocks, right? But a bill introduced in the Senate this week, the first real shot at regulating crypto, by the way, says the much smaller Commodity Futures Trading Commission ought to do it. And that also happens to be the preference of the crypto industry, too. Marketplace's Lily Jamali spent today looking into things.
The SEC and the CFTC regulate different things. True to its name, the Securities and Exchange Commission oversees securities.
Things like stocks and bonds. Those are things where there is an expectation of future profits from an investment of money in a common enterprise.
Georgetown Law's Adam Levitin says, on the other hand, the CFTC's main job is to regulate markets in commodities futures.
Making sure that the transactions are being done fairly without fraud or manipulation.
The pioneers of cryptocurrency were inspired by libertarian principles, but Levitin says crypto is now an industry, and
at least part of it wants regulation. They want regulation because it has a legitimizing factor. But they don't want heavy-handed regulation, right? They want the benefits of regulation without the costs.
The SEC has more than 4,000 employees. The CFTC has only a few hundred. Its former chairman, Timothy Massid, says if the agency is going to be responsible for crypto, it's going to need more resources.
That would be a very, very big concern if it's not adequately funded. And frankly, history doesn't leave one optimistic.
In the aftermath of the 2008 financial crash, the CFTC was tasked with overseeing part of the mortgage-backed securities market, while its budget hardly changed.
That was a real problem for us. It really slowed us down and made it hard to do all the things we needed to do.
Meanwhile, some consumer advocates say Congress might do better by sitting this one out for now.
These agencies already have the authority they need to regulate this industry.
Mark Hayes is a senior policy analyst at Americans for Financial Reform.
Most of the cryptocurrency activity out there walks, talks, and acts like a security.
Which is why he believes the SEC should take the lead. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.